This is a recast of the 3600 word piece, Monte Carlo Simulation, MCS, Mastering Risks, Exploiting Opportunities, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article focuses on the Monte Carlo Simulation, MCS, a technique named after the famous Monte Carlo Casino in Monaco, due to its reliance on randomness and probability. The MCS uses random numbers to solve problems that are mathematically complex. It was developed during the Manhattan Project in the 1940s to simulate neutron diffusion and has since become a crucial tool in various scientific and engineering fields, particularly artificial intelligence.
The Monte Carlo simulation uses computer-aided mathematical techniques to understand the probability of various outcomes in processes that are difficult to predict due to randomness. By repeating simulations using random variables, MCS can provide estimates that allow statistical analyses and predictions of events that occur under uncertainty in the real world.
The origins of MCS are closely tied with the development of nuclear power and the efforts of the Manhattan Project. Its inventors, Ulam and von Neumann, recognized the power of random numbers to model complex physical and mathematical problems, a concept that revolutionized research and development in many scientific fields.
In artificial intelligence, the Monte Carlo simulation has assumed a key role. It is used to understand and optimize decision-making processes in uncertain and complex environments. From optimizing algorithms for machine learning to developing strategies in games like chess or Go, MCS provides a powerful tool for making predictions and testing strategies without relying on real implementations or infinite calculations.
The article explores the fundamental concepts of the Monte Carlo simulation, from its mathematical foundation to its application in artificial intelligence. It also examines the various techniques and methods that enable these simulations and how they are used in practice to solve complex problems.
The article provides several examples from industry and research that illustrate the breadth and depth of MCS's applications. It also addresses the challenges and limits of this method, as well as providing an outlook on future developments and trends.
The Monte Carlo simulation is based on the concept of random sampling and statistical inference. Random sampling is at the heart of MCS. This technique uses random numbers to draw samples from a population that represents a certain probability distribution. By generating and analyzing many such samples, conclusions about the entire population can be drawn.
The mathematical foundation of the Monte Carlo simulation comprises probability distributions, random variables, and laws of large numbers. A key component is the ability to generate random numbers or random variables that follow a specific distribution, allowing for simulation of events under various scenarios.
MCS is used extensively in artificial intelligence, in areas from optimization and decision-making to game theory. It allows researchers and practitioners to model complex problems and evaluate solution approaches, making it an indispensable tool not just in AI but beyond.
Despite its power, MCS comes with its own set of challenges, such as computational intensity, accuracy of estimates, and ethical considerations, among others. These challenges can be managed but require a deep understanding of the systems being modeled, careful planning of simulation experiments, and critical evaluation of results.
The future developments for MCS look promising, with advancements like integration with more advanced AI models, use of quantum computing for improving efficiency, and increased focus on ethical considerations. These advancements are expected to drive the boundaries of what is achievable with MCS.
The Monte Carlo simulation remains an essential tool in many disciplines, providing vital insights and support in decision-making under uncertainty. As we face the challenges of the future, from combating diseases to addressing climate change, MCS will undoubtedly play a key role.
That's it for today.